What you're about to see today with the AAOP Whitaker Sports Center is really the realization of a dream that started about 10 years ago when we first, with the first phase of what we built here, when we just had a big covered pavilion that was a roof over three outdoor basketball courts, a swimming pool, and then a sports field.
Brad Fress, Executive Director of Arkansas Athletes Outreach, welcomed guests with a smile to a preview of the AAO P. Whitaker Sports Center yesterday. The nearly completed complex is located by the Washington County Fairgrounds. The 43,000-square-foot sports center houses five hardwood basketball courts that will also serve as six competitive volleyball courts. Fress says the P. Whitaker Sports Center will help bridge the gap between young athletes who are finished competing in recreational leagues but aren't yet ready to join a school program.
One of the things that's happening in the country today is that we have great recreational programs, and most kids on an average spend about 2 to 3 years in a recreational program. If they show aptitude and desire and interest to go further in the sport, therefore they begin to look for something at a higher level, something more competitive. And unfortunately, there's just not a lot of facilities to accommodate that. And we're just facility poor in Northwest Arkansas. And we have these great school facilities, and we have these great recreational facilities, but there's nothing in between. And that's what this facility is here for. And that's the trend across the country. That's where youth sports is going. It's becoming much more at that intermediate level. And so we have a great job of the recreational facilities, start kids, but as they grow and develop, then they come to a facility like this. And then eventually they go into their secondary or high school sports programs.
AAO has been a part of the Northwest Arkansas community for 20 years, and Fress says the new sports center will help the organization continue to accomplish its mission of leading and mentoring young athletes toward a life of physical, mental, social, and spiritual excellence. He says over the years, the Northwest Arkansas region has grown, and the new building was constructed in an effort to accommodate that growth.
We've got over 60 middle school teams and programs. Basketball just alone, and we're spread out all over Northwest Arkansas, and to be able to accommodate leagues, tournaments, events, a lot of us look at our own individual communities, but that's not how youth sports are being played anymore. They're growing outside of their own local communities. So kids in Fayetteville want to compete and play against kids in Rogers, Springdale, Bentonville, all of the rural and county communities, and facilities like this can help accommodate that need.
The P. Whitaker Sports Center will also provide a place for private schools and homeschool associations who don't have a facility to host their sporting events. According to the organization, the new center will be the nation's only youth sports complex with a Parisi Speed School, an organization that works on performance enhancement and agility training. AAO is also partnering with the Ozark Juniors Volleyball Club and the Conley Clark Elite Basketball Academy. The bigger center will allow Northwest Arkansas to host regional and possibly national sporting events. Although the sports complex has not officially opened, Fress says they have already been booked to host about 10 volleyball and basketball events. Over time, the executive director says he is looking forward to seeing how else the sports center can help serve the community.
I think what we knew that the facility could really accommodate, we knew that there was a need in basketball and volleyball. But we're going to be excited to see what the community, what arises. And there may be other needs that, like I said, maybe a cheer or a dance or gymnastics that needs a bigger venue, but just nothing was available. And see what emerges. And we hope that this will be a great resource to provide and help other youth sports organizations.
For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.